Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Not political. It doesn't have a party affiliate.
Joining us live on the line, Buffalo Common Council member Rashid Wyatt, talking about some of the things that were discussed in yesterday's Common Council meeting. Rashid, thanks for joining us this morning. Wanting to look at some of the police reform agenda items that were on the Common Council agenda yesterday. What exactly happened at the meeting, and what might be new that was brought up yesterday going forward that we haven't heard in the past couple of weeks?
I guess, Brian and Susan, thank you for having me today. We have been in the forefront of police reform, listening to many of the protesters and the citizens of the city of Buffalo. And on yesterday's meeting, we actually put forth a couple of things. One was regarding the availability of labor contracts. In the past, the labor contracts were negotiated with the administration. Many times the council didn't get any information on it until the contract was presented before us. However, the items that are being requested by some of the protesters are items that we must have included in the contract, because many of them address that. One of them is looking at taking money from one area of the police department, moving it to another. They were concerned about some of the overtime, and that's something that's in a union contract, that when the police go to court for about 5 minutes, or even if it's 30 minutes, they get overtime. So those are things that we had to put in get the contract before us so that we know what's in it. We won't be involved in negotiations, but it should be transparent where the public can see it as well as the council. Another item that we asked for is a resolution that I put forth asking for more information regarding the Internal Affairs Department, asked for a detailed history of Internal Affairs complaints, copy of procedures, the organization chart, current personnel demographics. There's a lot of detail that we're asking that we don't and are unaware of. As a matter of fact, I have a meeting this evening with Congressman Brian Higgins to get more information out in the public sphere about what's going on, what police reform is about, and giving people additional information as well as letting the community know what the Common Council is doing. We're trying to work with the mayor on these type of items.
Rashid, does that mean that up until now, like for labor contracts, the council has not seen like the PBA contract?
I can say honestly, I have never seen the contract in its entirety. Now, there's amendments and things that are put forth, but I've only been on the council 6 years. However, we need that to change, because we should, as the elected body that approves the contract, have a little bit more information than what we've been getting. However, this is a longstanding agreement with the PBA and with the administration that they will keep those conversations between themselves. I don't think that should necessarily include the Common Council, which has to vote on it.
You know, I think a lot of people have had questions about what exactly an internal affairs investigation looks like, especially after we've heard that term a number of times in the last month. Do you think by what information you requested yesterday, we'll have better insight into this, or might it be just kind of a little too vague for everybody's liking because they can't release, you know, specific investigations and kind of go into specifics with, you know, what exactly is looked into in each instance?
Well, I think with the repeal of 50A, it should lend itself to a little bit more detail than what would have happened if 50A was not removed. In the past, even as far as claims against the city regarding police misconduct, we were not given information about the specific individual in their past. Those are things that just are unworkable. How do you continue to allow someone on the police department who costs the city millions of dollars, which in turn costs taxpayers millions of dollars, which in turn takes money from neighborhoods that need to be improved away? And that's something that I think is really important. So I'm hopeful that we'll get the information that we're looking for. Unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't seem like we get what we ask, where we get a little something. But this is part and parcel addressing the issue of a civilian review board. We need to know what type of things that this the police department have come up against regarding information regarding internal affairs complaints. The commissioner at our police oversight committee meeting talked about the union not allowing him to do certain things, and that's part of the reason why we need a independent group to deal with police misconduct.
All of these measures, I'm assuming, are in the name of building trust between police and the community. Where do you think that stands now? Is it broken?
I think it's broken. I mean, in light of what's been happening across the country, what's happened here in Buffalo, it has become it's under stress. And I think that we have a long way to go to rebuild that. However, I think if we can do some of these things that some of the protesters are asking for swiftly and with integrity, I think that we can begin to build trust. But people need to see action. They don't want to hear lip service. They don't want to hear the same old, same old. They want to see that we're actively pursuing and putting things in place that are real, that are transparent. I think Council President Pridgen put forth an item to talk about transparency of stops. Those are things in the past we didn't have. I was listening to the Congress and some of their justice reforms, and one of the things they talked about is transparency of information regarding the police department. Right now, there's not even information gathered for the number of police shootings across the country. That's absurd. So there are things that I'm happy that we're at this point. I'm not happy at the situation that occurred, but I'm happy we're at this point to do some reforms and getting the community's buy-in. We got to get the community's buy-in. We just can't do things on our own anymore. I think the community has asked loud and clear that they want to be at the table. They don't want to be in the back seat. And I think that some of the things that we're doing are showing them that we hear them loud and clear and we're taking action on it.
Is it your hope that by, you mentioned transparency a lot, that by getting a lot of these figures out into the public, thinking of what the city or what the police department is spending on, certain lawyers or anything like that in a given year, that by putting this information out there, that might actually bridge the gap between people who have been protesting and people who look at the protesters as doing something wrong, that they might, kind of see common threads that are more agreeable between the two sides, that there may be more similarities than most people might think?
Yeah, I do think that. I think that, we need to see more transparency and people need to see that. I mean, there's a lot of organizations that have been coming to us for the last several years that has complained about a number of things. However, it took the George Floyd incident to really put the pressure on us to make those things happen. And now the pressure is just not on the council, but it's also on these other departments. And I think the police department has been one of those areas that have been a major target regarding complaints from citizens. But I think the transparency and openness can, again, lend itself to people, again, trusting the police department. Some of the things that the police department is currently doing, I can say positively, where they have been meeting and having collaborative events in certain neighborhoods, especially distressed neighborhoods. So that's a positive thing. I can say that my relationship with my E-District Chief Carmen Menza is one of the positive things that I can say that for me and the block clubs that I represent in my district have been a positive one. But these are things that we need to see globally throughout the community, and there's a lot of pieces to it. It's not going to be something that's going to happen overnight, but I think these things that we're doing currently will help aid in improving the relationship of the community and police.
Rashid, you're hosting a workshop today for people to discuss the city consolidation plan. What is that about?
That's about talking about the dollars that are supposed to be spent in distressed neighborhoods as far as emergency assistance for people who need assistance in repairing their homes. Looking at how we can take those dollars and make sure those dollars are used in the areas in which they can, be of the best benefit. So that's something that we have annually. We hope to have more of these type of meetings because, again, what's going on right now to how we address systemic racism is about people knowing the process and being able to get involved in that process and how they can help get resources for their community.
Hey, Rashid, we appreciate the time this morning. That's Rashid Wyatt, Buffalo Common Council member, joining us live.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.